This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Europe needs to diversify its energy supplies, the head of NATO said on Sunday, as Britain warned it was highly likely that Russia, a major natural gas supplier, was looking to invade Ukraine. Russia has massed some 120,000 troops near its neighbor and demanded the Western Defense Alliance pull back troops and weapons from Eastern Europe and bar Ukraine, a former Soviet state, from ever joining the Western Defense Alliance. U.S. officials said on Saturday Russia's military buildup had been expanded to include supplies to treat casualties of any conflict. Across the border in Ukraine, locals trained as army reservists as the government scrambled to prepare. Moscow denies any plans to invade, but said on Sunday it would ask NATO to clarify whether it intends to implement key security commitments after earlier saying the alliance's response to its demands did not go far enough. Tennis star Rafael Nadal has won a men's record 21st Grand Slam singles title with a comeback five-set victory set over second-ranked Daniil Medvedev in the Australian Open final. Medvedev won the final two sets in a final that started late Sunday local time and ended 5 hours and 24 minutes later in the early hours of Monday morning. The 35-year-old Spaniard now has one more Grand Slam title than Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic, his longtime rivals in the so-called Big Three. Nadal also became just the fourth man in history to win all four of the sport's major titles at least twice. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Sudan's capital and other cities across the country Sunday for the latest in a months-long string of demonstrations denouncing an October military coup that has plunged the country into turmoil. At least one person was killed when security forces violently dispersed protesters, a medical group said. Protesters, mostly young men and women, marched in the streets of Khartoum and other cities, demanding an end to the military's takeover. They're calling for a fully civilian government to lead the country's now stalled transition to democracy. The coup has upended Sudan's transition to democratic rule after 3 decades of repression and international isolation under autocratic President Omar al-Bashir. The African nation has been on a fragile path to democracy since a popular uprising forced the military to remove al-Bashir and his Islamist government in April 2019. North Korea on Sunday tested its most powerful missile since 2017, ramping up the firepower for its record-breaking 7th launch this month, as Seoul warns nuclear and long-range tests could be next. Pyongyang has never test-fired this many missiles in a calendar month before, and last week threatened to abandon a nearly 5-year-long self-imposed moratorium on testing long-range and nuclear weapons, blaming U.S., quote, hostile policy for forcing its hand. With peace talks with Washington stalled, North Korea has doubled down on leader Kim Jong-un's vow to modernize the regime's armed forces, flexing Pyongyang's military muscles despite biting international sanctions. South Korea's military said Sunday it had, quote, detected an intermediate-range ballistic missile fired at a lofted angle eastward towards the East Sea. A war monitor said on Sunday more than 330 people have been killed in heavy fighting since Islamic State group militants first attacked a prison in northeast Syria. The ISIS fighters on January 20th launched their biggest assaults in years on the prison in a Kurdish-controlled city, aiming to free fellow jihadists, and dozens remain holed up inside the prison on Sunday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the death toll in the fierce clashes since then has risen to 332, as the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces found over 50 more bodies overnight in prison buildings and nearby areas. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.